Hello! Welcome to Behind DCAS, a personal podcast that I run by myself or with guest speakers, wherein we talk about tech, software development, personal growth, broad ideas in life and philosophy, and games. And at times, we contextualize it for the Philippine context. This podcast is composed of personal monologues and ideas that I ponder on, dating back to 2018, and sometimes includes hangout sessions that I lead with my friend Paolo Vergara, established sometime 2021, wherein we discuss broad sets of topics. I've only recently repolished the first episode of the podcast, which is dated May 11, 2018. I hope you thoroughly enjoy the first episode, entitled The Fool. So, when I was younger, I used to be the student who wouldn't have to do any kind of work at home because I would be doing the homework while I was at school. This was grade school. That's the kind of kid that I was. It's somewhat practical. When I got home, I wanted to play, but I wouldn't be able to play at home if I still have homework. So, because playing was important to me, I realized my priorities and I did my homework at school. Sometimes, just as the homework was being given, I was already answering them. This was common for my math homeworks. It didn't seem such a problem to face those things that I was called to do when I was younger. It was clear that I clearly knew what I wanted, so I had to do what I had to do. Which makes me wonder, what's the difference in my situation right now? Maybe I'm getting too distracted. Too many set expectations from others, from myself. I love playing Dota, but it takes up a lot of my time. It's not really love, but maybe passion. It's something that I like to do. I don't think it's really important, but what I really do like is hanging around with my friends, joking around. Playing takes up a lot of my time. Time that I could be spending learning more important things, spending on my main quest, which right now is my master's thesis. So the question is, what's the difference between the kid who would do his math homework as it was being given to Darren who is struggling to focus on his thesis and his experiments? What is the response that Darren had back in the day that he would respond to when he would feel like he would rather play before getting his homework done? It didn't make sense to him back then. It wouldn't make sense. I needed to study, which was clearly more important. And if I don't study well, I wouldn't be able to support my mom. I wouldn't be able to support myself. I would disappoint my teachers. I would meet my teacher's disappointment when I haven't accomplished my homework. I would encounter all those disappointments. There is no pressure right now for me to finish my master's thesis. There's no pressure for my mom. There is no internal pressure for me if I just wanted to play Dota. I would feel disappointment in myself. Every time I utter that I am a master's student, I would feel like I'm not acting like a master's student. So what am I? I am a multitasking master's student employed bum who wants to get his priorities set straight. So why? What is keeping me from becoming the Darren that I was years ago? Right now, there is a lack of pressure. Every year that I don't finish my research is another year that my research gets outdated. And I love computer science. This is what I love to do. There are things that I study and plan and strategize that I am not applying in my research. There are concepts that I know that I'm simply not applying to my research. End. At this point, the initial recording was too bad to make sense of what was being said. And so, I closed off the recording and I found out that the recording quality was really horrible. What follows is a raw recording of me recognizing the mistake and coming up with an executive summary of what I reflected on. It turns out I've been recording using the microphone of my car, and that's why the sound was pretty bad. And I've been holding the phone so close to my mouth, but that hasn't been helping because the microphone's on my car. But anyway, the executive summary of what I was able to identify tonight was that there lacks real repercussions, or I fail to see the real repercussions of my failure to focus on my thesis. I also get distracted a lot by things that capture my attention. And I think something to blame there would be the internet. It really is distracting me, whether it's with TV series, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, YouTube videos, PUBG, Dota videos, whether it's reading Reddit strategies for Dota or memes for Dota. I'm just extremely distracted. And I need to reduce those distractions so that I can spend my mind's processing power for my thesis. Number three, I realized that I don't want to disappoint myself. I realized that failing to do my thesis and delaying it any further would be one of my greatest regrets. I don't want to disappoint myself. I don't want to come to myself and have excuses. I don't want weeks passing by without any progress on my research and just shrugging my shoulders, having to make excuses to myself about why I wasn't able to do what I was supposed to do. I am feeling a lot of people's expectations. Many of the professors in DLSU expect me to accomplish it, accomplish my thesis. I expect myself to finish my thesis as well. I just have to do the damn experiments. Just need to learn my priorities and know what's really important to me.